Hi, welcome to YouthCast. I'm your host, Molly Adams. We made it past Memorial Day, so I am now in full-on summer mode. White pants, persistent sheen of perspiration, lemonade, beaches, and lots of grilling. So, this week's episode features one of my favorite topics, food. Like I said, it's summer, so something very seasonal is farmers markets. One of my friends likes to make fun of them. Bikes, hummus, organic, sustainable. He thinks it's a bunch of yuppie stuff. And sometimes I have to agree. $6 loaves of bread, $5 a pound for tomatoes. I know I'm supporting the local growers, but I have to make some budget decisions about food sometimes. I can't pretend I'm a yuppie all the time. But class division, and therefore, in a lot of urban areas, race division, can make for food issues that go beyond having a farmer's market in your hood. So, how do you change eating habits in a community? Well, think one street corner at a time. King Anye Howell visited a farmer's market in Los Angeles aimed at attracting black customers. This market wants to bring fresh produce to a neighborhood known for fast food restaurants. Commenting on the piece on PRX, Sarah Zhang thinks this is a little too local in topic for all listeners, but she, as well as your host, was impressed by the writing, editing, and voicing on this feature. Something to learn from youth radio producer and reporter King Anye Howell in Hustlers, Street Vendors, and Farmers.
That's for $1 a pound. So $1, $2. About a pound and a half or 2 pounds.
Harambe is a Swahili word, meaning all pulled together. The Harambe Farmers Market attempts to do just that by offering fresh and affordable California-grown produce to the Los Angeles community of Crenshaw. It's a first for this predominantly black neighborhood. The market is at a busy intersection of Crenshaw and Slauson, between a bank and an auto paint shop. Michelle Guillame lives in South Central. She says the farmers market is in the perfect location to attract customers.
It's where, you know, commercial business meets hustlers and street vendors, and with Crenshaw Boulevard being what it is, just everybody, it's a main vein through our city, so you get some of everybody and we all mingle on these corners.
Guillame buys fresh strawberries for lemonade, green onions, and lettuce for her taco truck right outside the market. Nearby, a customer is buying oranges.
$4, though. It's too much. Okay. Well, I have oranges, $3, $4.
Yes, sir. But he and Guillame are part of a small group of customers. Ether Robinson runs the only produce booth at the Harambe Market. There are other vendors, but they sell jewelry, lotions, and clothes. She says they don't get much foot traffic.
Saturdays, especially early Saturday in the a.m., people don't get out of bed early, so later on in the day, there'll probably be more people coming through. Usually our largest number of clients come through in the afternoon. So we're trying to build the market back up and let people know that we're here.
The Harambe Market is in the parking lot of the African Firefighters and Benevolent Association, or AFIBA. The center runs a lot of other programs like dance and martial arts. The association wants to attract more customers to the farmers market and expand. A large banner hangs on the street displaying the market's hours for the thousands of cars that drive by daily. They've also made cold calls to the neighbors and use entertainment to lure customers, like an occasional Astro jump for children and live music. Even that doesn't seem to work, because the market has still been largely empty. Jabari Jumani is Harambe's director, and he says they are limited in how they can advertise. They don't have the cash to make a big impression on customers.
They look for ambiance. If you're neon, if you don't have neon for them, they don't see you. They're drawn to where that neon does exist.
Like at the Rouse supermarket right across the street. Betty Reed just finished shopping there. She says while the farmers market has a limited selection, they do offer something different in this community.
Well, I think their produce is a lot fresher than the grocery stores, because I've Ralph's and I tried a few other stores, and the produce I walk away because it's like it's old. It looks like it's been there for a while.
Other farmers markets in California that serve the black community have been more successful. West Oakland's Mandela Farmers Market offers a bigger variety of produce. Here in Harambe, Larry Williamson is the only farmer supplying vegetables and fruit.
I'm in a better position to help the black market because we've always had the arguments from the 80s to the 90s. The food that comes to our stores are always, it's old, it's tainted, and all these things.
The Afiba Center is hoping its Black History celebration this month will present the perfect opportunity to promote the market, and in the process, change the way residents shop for food. I'm King Anye Howard in Los Angeles.
That was Hustlers, Street Vendors, and Farmers by King Anye Powell of Youth Radio. Head to youthcast.org to see pictures of the Harambe Market in Los Angeles and find links to more of King Anye's work. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Oh, and hey, we have some Facebook changes. Generation PRX and YouthCast have become one centralized fan page for your enjoyment. Facebook.com/GenerationPRX is where you will find it. Please give us a like and you'll read news about radio, media, young people, and various grants and fellowships you could apply for. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.